You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. So happy to have you here. Today, we're doing another continuation of this series on change. And today, we're talking about this, edit for change. That's right, edit for change. And what does that mean, really? Because quite honestly, we get so much excess. Have you ever thought about that? All the extra excess weight, heaviness, stuff that we are carrying around with us each and every day, I'm telling you. My journey began years ago, and I finally came home and I said, this is it. Today's the day. I am downsizing. Seriously. And I start to think about it, you know, when you see your parents downsizing and saying, hey, we're selling the house, we're going to a condo. It's like, what's going on here? And all of a sudden it was happening to me. And I thought, you know what? Maybe it wasn't about being older in age, but it was about being wiser in how we're spending our time. Quite honestly, if you're spending a lot of time managing stuff, things, whatever, maybe it's time to lighten your load. But I'm not necessarily even talking about, you know, downsizing and getting a smaller place to live and getting rid of all your physical, tangible items. That's part of it. But the edit that I'm talking about is more of an internal edit. So what do I mean when I say edit for change? As I said, years ago, I began this process of sizing down and really letting go of old baggage. You know, the old saying, you know, oh, she's got baggage. Well, we all have baggage, whether it's tangible or not. We all carry stuff with us from the past into our present while trying to create a different future. I'm going to tell you right now, my dear, that doesn't work so well. It's much easier when it comes to change to begin to edit out what really no longer serves you. And so that's what I did. I began the process and I ended up giving away at least 80%, either giving away or selling at least 80% of my personal belongings, and I moved to New York City. That was part of my whole experience of editing my life. But really, it wasn't solely so I could edit my life. It was because it was a dream of mine to live in New York City, to live in Manhattan, to join the energy and the buzz of the city that I had fallen in love with so many years ago. And I always had a dream that someday I would love to live in the Big Apple. So that's what I did. But in that year and a half, 2 year process, beginning to end, I went from about 6,000 square feet down to 411 square feet. Now imagine that. Quite a big experience in editing, right? Downsizing. And I began to really look at my life and say, what is it that I desire to carry with me? What is it that I desire to focus on? So I want to ask you that today. In your life right now, what are you willing to release and let go of? Now, I want you to think about this because you know how much I love a great acronym. I want you to think about in the word edit. E stands for evolve beyond excess. I really believe that for us to change as we are naturally designed to change, which really means growth, we must evolve and grow beyond excess. And I don't believe it's possible to truly evolve when we're carrying all this excess. Because even think about it, in the process, as we have evolved as humans and our culture and our society, we've done this so that we're able to thrive and survive greater than we have in the past, right? And so a big part of that, it's like for us to be able to perform and to live at our highest optimal level of function, I believe it has a lot to do with this process of evolving and releasing what no longer serves us. So evolving beyond excess, what that means to me is that if your desire is to grow and change, releasing excess is critical. And then D, decide to cut it out. Now, if you look up the word decide or decision, It actually means to cut off. It means like, that's a decision. I've cut it off. No longer. Like, I don't have a plan B. This is my plan A. This is my only plan. I'm cutting it off, and that's it. When you get to a place in your life where you're like, you know what? I'm done having all these backup plans. I'm done having all these some days. And you're like, I'm willing to go all in. Kind of like what I talked about in yesterday's episode when I talked about what if you weren't so distracted. In that moment when I began to imagine my life without distraction, I realized that it was time to cut off some things that no longer served me. And then intention guides action. So what this means is you remember what it is you're doing and why you're doing it. You know, in order to really edit for change, you must be very intentional and very purpose-driven, very vision-oriented, and very, very clear about why you're doing what you're doing. This is what I do every single day. I have to remind myself, like, oh yes, that's why I'm doing this. If I can keep the long-term outcome in mind and my big why, it keeps me on track. Because otherwise what can happen is all of a sudden I'm striving to become great at something, or I'm running this direction, or I'm running that direction. And I go, wait a minute, that direction or this direction, it's not the direction that I desire to go. So if you're not clear about why you're doing what you're doing, it becomes really easy to start adding things to the list and adding directions that you're going. And let me tell you, my dear, that will complicate your life drastically. So the editing that I'm talking about is stay intentional and allow your intentions, your truth, your desires to guide your actions. And then T, this is a big one. Think for yourself. Stop allowing others to think for you and stop wasting your time thinking for everyone else. It is time to think for yourself. And I'm not talking selfishly. People think, oh, well, if I think for myself or I think of myself, then that's selfish. It's like, no, you're the one living your life. Think for yourself. If you desire change in your life, you must think for a change. And you must think for yourself for a change. Instead of thinking for everyone else and allowing everyone else and their opinions to think for you. I really hope this helps you today. I'm telling you, I had to go through this process and my 2-year process, and really it didn't stop when I moved to New York City. It's been going on ever since then now. It's been years that I have been really practicing the art of edit, keeping it simple, keeping it clear, keeping it focused and intentional. And that, my dear, will help you so much when it comes to living life on your terms and having the freedom that you desire so that you can change with ease and create the desires of your heart. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. So where in your world, where in your life are you desiring and in need of an edit, of an absolute evolving beyond excess, where are decisions needed to be made about cutting it out, and where are intentions necessary to get back in the driver's seat and to guide action, and where do you need to begin to think for yourself? Write this down and spend some time with yourself taking a look so you're able to edit for change and edit for massive creation. I so look forward to seeing you again tomorrow on Sipping on Life with you. Thank you so much for being here. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.